There I was, my first day on the set of Black-ish. The show is what every actor dreams of, a primetime hit on national network. My first scene was with Morpheus from The Matrix. Of course, I mean Lawrence Fishburne, the brilliant actor who plays my ex-husband, Pops. I was about to deliver my initial line. Now, one would think that this moment would be fun, easy, even fabulous. I mean, after all, I'd been doing television for what seemed like 100 years, from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to Murphy Brown, from In Living Color to Friends, and on and on. But 10 years had passed since I worked consistently on the small screen. Once again, the gods of television had summoned me back. Back to bring the Jennifer Lewis magic. Back to deliver the take-no-prisoners attitude and deep, rich tone that made mine one of the most recognizable voices in Hollywood. But I'll be damned if now, at the moment of truth, I could remember one line of the script I had studied. After 259 episodic television shows, 63 movies, and 4 Broadway shows, the great Jennifer Lewis could not remember one fucking line. I was a nervous wreck. No one on the Black-ish set besides me knew it, though. I asked for a moment and grabbed my script. As I sat down and put on my glasses, I knew I would be forgiven for the pause. After all, I was new to the set, and the rest of the cast had already shot several episodes together. Come on, Jenny. Come on, baby. You can do this. I was not about to disappoint all these people, the cast and crew, the writers, the producers, and ABC Disney who had hired me without a single audition. To better focus, I took 3 deep breaths and finally got the lines in my head, then whispered, come on, Jenny, come on, baby, get up, get your ass up and deliver. In the days before, like a fool, I had read the Facebook comments about the announcement that I would be on Black-ish. Oh, shit, here comes Jennifer Lewis. Hey, she my play auntie, y'all. That's right. They got the mother of Black Hollywood. Oh, my God, she's fabulous. She's this, she's that. Now I felt like I had to live up to all that love. I couldn't let it shake me. I had to shut down all the internal noise and get in the moment of my character, Ruby Johnson. Come on, pull yourself together, Miss Bachelor's Degree in Theater Arts. I'd studied Stanislavski, Feldenkrais, and with the great Uta Hagen, no less. Where did Ruby come from, and what is her objective in this scene? I had been working on Ruby. I wanted her to be a whole person, warm, grounded, smart, quirky, and very, very funny. A woman who loves her son, perhaps a bit too much, never cuts her daughter-in-law any slack, and who loves her grandbabies above all else. And of course, Ruby had to be fabulous. So again, like another fool, I'd said yes to the 4-inch pumps, completely forgetting what they would do to my ever-present, aching plantar fasciitis. I stood there feeling fat. My right knee was throbbing. I felt old. What was I doing here anyway? My thoughts flashed back to a few months earlier, when I had seriously considered retiring. I decided to treat myself to a much-needed vacation and jetted off to Europe to have some fun and ponder my life, not only my career, but also the fact that at age 57, I was still single. Despite being engaged 4 times, I had never made it to the altar. Of course, yes, I kept the rings. I was off to Athens, where I boarded the Seven Seas, an exclusive luxury cruise ship. For 3 weeks, it was just me, myself, and I, a little barefoot colored girl from poverty-stricken Kinloch, Missouri.